Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is up in the northern regions of Thailand. It's a very, very historic city, and it goes back nearly 800 years, and it's a legendary place, really, and it's called Phrae. I hope that pronunciation is right, because the place is well worth a visit. Another gem, so come on, let's do it. Phrae is just another place with just such an interesting history. A little over 100 years ago, during the reign of King Rama, it turns out that it wasn't even really a part of the Thai kingdom back then, giving you a little bit of history. And it was more of a sort of gateway into Lanna kingdom. And I've mentioned this before in previous sort of podcasts, you know, and it had its own independent ruler and rulers that this governed over the province, or the Lanna kingdom in essence. And as you can well imagine, with all this history, there is just so many things that you can go out and visit and have a look at as well. Now, in this next section, what I'm going to do is I'd like to talk a little bit of how do I get there? What is the best way to travel there? Well, I must admit, bearing in mind, airport-wise, the nearest airport to Phrae, is, I suppose, would be Lan Pang. But, you know, however, you do have other options. You can take the green bus. We took the green bus from Lan Pang all the way over to Chiang Rai, which was amazing as well. But the bus obviously operates from Chiang Mai, so you could potentially even take the green bus. You know, there are ways of getting there. You know, and if you're coming from Bangkok, what I would suggest is that you fly from Bangkok to Chiang Mai and maybe take in a bit of Chiang Mai and pop over to to Lan Pang and go that way. Well, you know, we had a great little trip where we went from Chiang Mai to Lan Pang and up to Chiang Rai. So you can incorporate that. We could have probably have incorporated that in our trip, but we were so busy. We were so busy in just those three areas. But yeah, I would say either fly, take the green bus, or potentially you can, obviously, if you're coming up from Bangkok, then you fly Bangkok to Chiang Mai, or even to Chiang Rai, although I'd say Chiang Mai would be better, and then travel up Lan Pang and into Phrae. You know, it's great, honestly. Transport is just so easy, it's cheap, and it's very convenient. Wow, if you like temples, you will be really, really spoilt for choice, because there are a lot of temples. There's a Rat Phrae Tat Hot Thai. Well, if I can pronounce that, I've probably got that wrong. My northern Thai is not particularly good, but you do have a lot of temples. Plus, as well, you've got the Chung Chau Lang, which is the house, which has got a lot of history, really. Say about 120 years ago. The flight of the prince into exile, very interesting story during the tensions, and he went into exile into Laos, which is very interesting. And you've also got a lying Buddha. There's always lying Buddhas in Thailand, isn't there? And you've got the Wat Phong Sonang. I hope pronunciation is right on that. Plus, you've got like loads of like these little clothes shops, which Kung was fascinated and really did enjoy looking around. And then you've got Forest Park, I call it, is Pang Mang Phi. So please stay with me on this. I'm not sure if I'm getting these northern pronunciations correct, but there are a varied amount of temples. And also then, if you like museums, which Ming Kung, we love museums, you've got the Vanang Ri House Museum, which is, you know, has an awful lot of history, plus also architecturally a very interesting looking building. And then you've got the Prachuthai Market, and it's like a bit of a night market going on, and we all like sort of night markets, don't we, when we're going out for shopping. I know Kung loves it, and it's a great way to relax and meet people. Kung was when we were opening up this last time, she was fascinated about learning a bit more about the northern dialect of Thailand, bearing in mind she's from Isan. So she was beginning to pick it up and understand it. And to be honest, they were even understanding my Bangkok Thai. So Phalang Pu Thai Hap, you know. But so they were beginning to, and we were getting on really well. We really did enjoy it. Hotels in Thailand, they are brilliant. I can't keep saying this enough, and you'll be pleasantly surprised with the quality and the style of the hotels in Phrae. They range from, we're going to go into sterling now, it's going to be around about sort of anything between £24 and, well, I suppose as low as £17, and there's some pretty unique sort of places to stay. You've got this we stayed at the Indigo House all those years ago. I mean, very impressed with that. And you do have pretty good ones. There's the Kaya Hearn, and there's Phrae Bram, and all these different types of hotels. And then you've got the resort hotels as well, like the Nada Resort, which is really nice. And farming ones, just overlooking all the banana trees and tea, I should imagine. I think it's tea. The Mulberry Farm. Now, that sounds really nice. So these hotels, honestly, they really are decked out really well. Nice design. They're clean, and 9 times out of 10, if you're lucky, you'll have a little mini bar fridge in there, which is always good. And they are very well located as well. If you want to stay in the center where all the action is happening, you can. But if you feel like you want a little bit of peace and quiet, you can stay out a little bit further out in a nice resort hotel, which basically has everything that you need, and you don't really need to go anywhere. So that's a good idea to relax. Now, we had that situation where we were quite tired. We'd been visiting Chiang Mai and Lampang. By the time we'd got to Chiang Rai, we were tired, so I booked a little resort hotel a little bit further out. But anyway, we're not talking about those places, are we? We're talking about Phrae. So the hotels are of a very, very good standard.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Then thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. Now, the All About Thailand Special Edition podcast is going really, really well. Thank you guys for subscribing. It's absolutely brilliant, and you can get involved in the show and everything. Now, I'm going to be talking, we've done the hotels, but now what I want to talk about is what's the nightlife like? Well, a lot of the entertainment is actually really sort of centered in the Mang Prai district. But they do have quite a variety of bars and restaurants to go into. Now, me and Kung, we do like our live bands, and we found quite a few bars, if I can remember, that had these bands which were doing covers, and obviously some that were just Thai bands and traditional sort of Thai songs which me and Kung we just love singing along to. I just have a really good time, and we like playing pool. To give you an idea, you've got places like the Beach Bar. That's a really good place. That's good for food, for Thai food, and for a little bit of Phalang food as well. The restaurants with live music. I really do like the restaurants with live music, because there is a chance you've got the eight bar, an eatery that has live music, and then you've got the Jigger music bar, which I was wondering whether they're supposed to say Jagger, but then you've got the Gravity Club. So there's lots of places. Now, if you're going to be meeting people, it's not really like Pattaya or anywhere else like that. It is geared up slightly different. It is a very, very small town, really small city, and it's really sort of, there's not many tourists that go there at the moment, so there's no necessities there. It's not geared up to do so. But if you want to get out and have a really good time in the bars and the clubs, it's definitely the place to go. Anyway, we're nearing the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Now, all those many years ago in Prai, we really did go out on the town, and we had a lovely time. There was this this is the thing about soy dogs. Now, this is where this story is coming from. I always say to people that unless they've actually got a collar on, but not even that, it's not really to touch a soy dog or to approach a soy dog, you know, because of the nature. They are wild animals as well, and they will look after themselves. Now, this particular one, though, I must admit, we were having our food on in this restaurant, and this dog came up. And I think it was just the way it sort of looked at me and sort of sat down. And I actually gave it a bit of food. And it's not, like I said, it's not really something that you should do. And, he obviously really sort of liked it, you know. And I thought, oh, well, that's nice. Nice of him. So the next day, we were in the same sort of restaurant as well, you know. And I noticed this dog. But you know, this dog obviously had something. He got some food, and he was just gnawing away on this bone, you know. And I thought, well, you know, obviously he's not going to want any food. And then he started to walk up with this bone, and sort of looked at me, and I thought, oh, he's going to want some food. But he does a very strange thing. He plonked the bone down by the side of me, looked at me again, and walked off. And do you know what? And Kung noticed this. It goes, you know, he's given you a present. So there I was the day before. I'd given this this dog a bit of chicken, and he's come back and he's given me this bone the next day. Well, isn't that amazing? So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast. Bit of a strange story, that one, I must admit. Yeah, it certainly is. And we're at the end of the podcast now, and it leaves me with nothing more to say than stay safe. Love you all.